America's fastest growing airline is also among the nation's least popular Spirit Airlines. Zoe Chase and Jacob Goldstein of our Planet Money team recently took a trip on Spirit, hoping to figure out how one airline could be both things at once.
We're at LaGuardia Airport in New York. It's very early in the morning.
Yes, it is.
And we are going to fly on Spirit Airlines to Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And it costs us $68 to fly from here to Fort Lauderdale.
$68.99. But
everywhere you turn on Spirit, there are fees.
We pay $30 to pick our seats ahead of time.
If you want water on the plane, it will cost you $3.
And then there are the bag fees.
You only have one personal item. You can't have two. So now it's going to be $50.
It's $50.
To carry on. And what if I check it?
It's $45.
There are more seats on the plane than usual, so there's less leg.
How are your knees?
If the guy in front of me were to put his seat back, I'd be screwed. The good news is, on Spirit Airlines, you cannot put your seat back.
Chris Patrizio, across the aisle from us, leans over and whispers into my ear, "This sucks. Tell me."
I had to ask them if they charge to go to the bathroom. They charge for coffee. This is the first time we've used Spirit, and it's going to be the last time we use Spirit.
We're flying to Fort Lauderdale to talk to Ben Baldanza, Spirit CEO. When we get there, we ask him, what kind of an airline is this?
Well, if we were a retailer, we would maybe some high service airlines in the world would think of themselves as a Nordstrom's or something. And I bet if you were going to talk to the guys at JetBlue, they'd say maybe we're Target or maybe even trying to become a little better than Target. We're Dollar General. That's where we're not even Walmart. Right? We're Dollar General. And we like being Dollar General because we save people lots of money.
When you buy a ticket on Spirit, all you're paying for is a trip to wherever you're going. Everything else is extra. Ben Baldanza says that free stuff you get on other airlines, it's not really free.
There's an airline out there, I'm sure you know their name, that spends a lot of money telling you that their bags are free. But their average tickets are $50 to $60 higher than ours. It's expensive to carry bags. You hire people to load the bags. You pay for bag belts in the airports and the rental space to do that. Every once in a while, you lose a bag or you break a bag, so you have to have insurance to cover that. It is not free to carry bags, so you either charge the people who use it or you charge everybody whether they use it or don't. And we think it's fairer to charge customers for what they use and not charge them for what they don't use.
But lots of people just expect an airline to be a certain way. And when they get on Spirit and find out they're basically on a flying bus, they don't like it.
Last year, Consumer Reports did a survey of thousands of U.S. flyers. Spirit finished dead last. In fact, Consumer Reports said Spirit's rating was among the lowest of any company they'd ever rated.
Ben Baldanza has a lot to say about Consumer Reports.
They're elitist, and I will tell you why. That survey never asked customers about the price of their ticket. And since they don't ask about the price, it's absolute bunk. Why doesn't Consumer Reports put out a survey saying that a Mercedes S-Class is better than a Ford Focus? It's true. The Mercedes S-Class is better than a Ford Focus. So why doesn't everybody buy Mercedes S-Classes?
On our trip, we talked to some people who like Spirit Super Cheap Fares and who've figured out how to avoid the fees. And we talked to a lot of people who seemed surprised and angry and said they'd never fly Spirit again.
As it turns out, there is a third category of Spirit flyer.
It's the hate flyer. This is the guy who knows what he's getting into, who doesn't like it, but who can't help himself. He flies Spirit because it's just too good of a deal.
On our flight back to New York, Barbara Dingus, our flight attendant, says, yeah, that's exactly who's on this plane. People who say they'll never fly Spirit again. But
I guarantee you they'll be back. Why are our flights all full? Because those people come back. They're getting mad because they have to, you know, get their credit card out or whatever and think that they're going to get everything for free. Trust me, I know enough to know that people complain, they get off. I remember faces, and they come back on.
It's a weird market, that hate flyer market.
But apparently underserved. Spirit is adding new planes, flying new routes, and growing by about 20% a year.
On Spirit Airlines Flight 710, somewhere between Fort Lauderdale and New York, I'm Jacob Goldstein.
And I'm Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Hibu, committed to helping businesses get noticed online, from search marketing to display ads. Learn more at hibu.com. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.